Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we blessed till we fool. Me a funny guy say blessings are running back. Me a dead dead. Imagine cause I'm traffic cops go for a road. I'm supposed to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the anointed. I'm the anointed to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me breathe. Hey. Listen, me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican
food in a Dutch pot.
And from the news, the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me today. I'm going to share with you just for a few minutes some words of wisdom on giving thanks to the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord. Bow your head with me and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. I thank you, Lord God, for our listeners from around the world. I thank you, Lord God, that they would tune in weekly or monthly, whenever they tune in, to listen to this broadcast. I pray that you would continue to bless them, bless their families, bless all those who are connected with them. And Lord God, we just thank you because you remember us each and every day, and we're so thankful for that. I pray on tonight, God, that you would truly reach down and touch your people. I pray for those that are sick, that you would heal their bodies right now. I pray, oh God, for those that need just a little extra strength. Lord, that you would give them the strength that they need right now. I pray for missionaries on the field everywhere, God, that you would continue to bless them, strengthen them, and keep them. That you would help them, Lord God, in their daily ministry walk, that they will continue just to give you glory and honor. I just pray your protection upon them out on the missionary field, oh God. I pray, oh God, for your sons and your daughters everywhere. You know their personal needs, oh God. Lord, and I pray that you would touch them right now. Oh God, I pray for those that are sick. Lord God, that you would just truly remember them right now. Oh God, I just thank you. Because you know our hearts even better than we do. And, oh, God, I just pray for your people right now that you would overshadow them with your love, that you would touch them right now. I just thank you, Lord. I give you praise and glory and honor. Remember those that are weak, oh, God. You said that the weak say that they are strong. Remember those, oh, God, that are struggling, oh, God, financially. I pray, oh, God, that you would financially bless them, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, spiritual strength, Lord God, those that are seeking, Lord God, to be overcomers, I pray, oh, God, that you would just give them a revival in their souls and a revival in their hearts right now, and I thank you for doing it. Touch your people once again, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, I just thank you so much for joining me tonight. I thank you for just continuing on to support this ministry. Truly, it is the desire of my heart to continue to minister to those of you from around the world that listen. I know that we have listeners from the Caribbean and from Central America and from Africa and Asia and all over the world and in England, over there in London. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that your hearts will be encouraged as you continue to study the Word of God with me. If you would turn your Bible to Proverbs, to the book of Proverbs, we're going to look at several things, but let's start with Proverbs chapter 15. Our topic tonight is give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. And I want you to know that many people want to give thanks to the Lord, but they have a hard time doing so. Their minds are so focused on negative things that they forget to give God thanks. And so I want to encourage you tonight or today, whenever you listen to this message, to give God thanks. Look at Proverbs chapter 15. It says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. If there's a word, dear friend, that you need to understand tonight, is that when you speak to your loved ones, when you speak to your friends, speak softly to them. You know, when we live in a world with negative people that surround us, when you come home to your family, you want a soft word. You want encouragement. You want strength. You don't want to come home to someone who's grouchy. That's an American term for they're not in a good mood. You don't want to come home to someone who is always angry and always, you know, complaining and very grievous to the spirit. You want to come home and be encouraged by someone who truly loves the Lord. Also, when you're on your job, it's not easy being around someone who has a very negative attitude. But it's much easier to be around someone who is pleasant and always smiling and who is encouraging. And so, dear friend, I want to encourage you. The Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath. When someone says something to you that is not very pleasant, it is much better to think and lower your voice and to respond in a positive way, even when that person is negative. Look again at chapter 17, verse 1. It says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Once again, dear friend, the Bible is talking directly to us that it is better to have just a little bit in the house to eat than to have so much in the house, but yet there is strife, and yet there is complaining, and yet there is bickering and fighting. Dear friend, I don't know what's going on in your house, but I pray that you would understand that God wants you to live in peace. He wants you to have quiet in your house. He wants you to get along with family. He wants you to get along with friends. He wants you to get along with the people on your job. And so, dear friend, if you have found yourself to be very argumentative and very impolite to those around you, I would encourage you to pray, seek the Lord, and ask him to give you a thankful heart, a thankful heart. Look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. And matter of fact, we can back up to verse 18. It said, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Now, dear friend, many times I have had a haughty spirit. In other words, I treated people in a way that made it seem as if I was more important than them or better than them. You've got to be careful, dear friend, with that attitude. Make sure that when you are dealing with people that you humble yourself, Look at verse 19. It says, better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to defy the spoil with the proud. And so the Bible encourages us to seek out those people who are humble. Seek out those folks who realize that if it was not for God, they would not be where they are. But do not seek out those who are prideful, who think that they made it on their own. Seek out those folks who realize that they must depend upon the Lord. Because in everything, we must learn how to be thankful. We must learn how to give God praise. We must learn how to bless him coming in and bless him going out. Dear friend, look at what the scripture says. It says in verse 20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. I want you to know that when you pray before you handle a matter, God will direct you, and he will help you to find good. Now, it is very easy to find the negative in everything. It is very easy to be sad. But, dear friend, I want you to know that God does not want you to be sad. He wants you to look for the good in that situation. It doesn't matter how bad the situation is. God wants you to find the good in that situation. The Bible says, whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. Dear friend, God wants you to be happy. And so when you put your trust in him, you will see that you will have a good and a prosperous and a happy life. You see, those who obey the voice of God, those who turn away from sin, turn away from disobedience, and start to listen to the voice of God and allow God to direct them, you will see and you will know that those folks are happy people because they have put their trust in the Lord. Look at verse 21. It says, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Now, it might be interesting to note that those who talk well, in other words, they have what the American terminology would be the gift of gab. They can talk their way into anything or talk their way out of anything. These folks tend to learn a lot because when they're able to talk their way into something, sometimes they talk their way into jobs. Perhaps someone was not interested in hiring them, but because they interviewed so well on the job, because they conducted themselves so well, that person was hired and was able to work on that job. The Bible tells us the wise in heart shall be called prudent. In other words, God wants us to be wise. And he said the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. The sweetness. Not the people who curse and swear and carry on, but the people who are calm. They're wise. They're considerate. They're respectful. Those people will learn a whole lot. And their knowledge will increase because of their sweetness. I don't know about you, dear friend, but I have met a lot of people over the years that they weren't so sweet. They weren't so kind. And I'm pretty sure that if we did a follow-up study of their life, we would find that they did not get very far, because people who are not nice, sometimes it seems as if they are prospering, but the end result is that they don't prosper because they lose things as fast as they gain it. And so I want to encourage you, dear friend, to be a sweet individual. Let sweetness drop from your lips. Do not be a person who curses other people out, who tells them off. Do not be the type of person who no one wants to be around because they're so rude in their mannerism and their behavior and their attitude. Dear friend, be the type of person that everyone wants to come in your presence because they see the sweetness of God dropping from your lips. They see the sweetness of God in your demeanor and your mannerism. I want to encourage you, dear friend, to speak and conduct yourself in a way that God is pleased with your behavior. Look at verse 27. It says, I'm in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27. It says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that had it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Dear friend, be the type of person who God has given you understanding, and it will be a wellspring of life for you. But those who listen to unwise people will find themselves into some very bad situations. Look at verse 23. It says, the heart of the wise teacheth his lips. I'll say it one more time. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and added learning to his lips. Look at verse 24. It says, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So I'm going to stop right there, dear friend, but I want you to know that God wants you to get up every day and be thankful. He wants you to get up every day and bless his name and praise him. And whenever you leave your home, he wants you to exhibit the love of God towards the people around you. Because the purpose of our lives is to give God praise, but also to minister to those around us. And so, dear friend, I want to encourage you to hold on, stand your ground, and always remember to give God thanks. You know, I got a magazine called In Touch by Dr. Charles Stanley. It's his ministry. And I get these little magazines fairly often. As a chaplain, not only do they send little magazines to the inmates, but they also specifically send magazines to the chaplains also, because they realize that we have to prepare our sermons to encourage the people that we minister to. And so this little article in this particular magazine says, give thanks in everything. Give thanks. And it's by Dr. It's by Charles F. Stanley. Now, I want to give you the points that he gave in his magazine. It's called In Touch, and this is for November 2012 that he printed this. But it says, gratitude impacts every area of our lives. By giving us the commandment to always give thanks, God is not rubbing salt in a wound or calling us to set aside a reason. He knows that being thankful in all circumstances has a powerful impact on every area of our Christian life. And he says, here are some lessons I've learned. Number one, gratitude keeps us continually aware that the Lord is close by. I'll say it one more time. Gratitude keeps us continually aware that the Lord is close by. The next thing he said is, it motivates us to look for his purpose in our circumstance. And so when we have a heart of gratitude, according to Dr. Charles Stanley, it will help to motivate us to look for the purpose in our circumstance. In other words, sometimes we don't understand why God is allowing us to go through what we're going through. But when we have a thankful heart, we begin to evaluate more closely the situation. And we come to realize that God has a purpose for this. I might not see it right now, but God has a purpose for this. And so we, with that thankful heart, with that grateful heart, we begin to more understand God's plan and God's will for our lives. The next thing he says is that being thanksgiving helps bring our will into submission to God. So when we begin to give thanks to God, what we're saying is that we truly understand that we must be submissive to God, that we must remember to give God praise, glory, and honor. And also, when we are thankful, it reminds us of our continual reliance upon the Lord. You see, those who are truly Christians, those who are truly the called out ones, recognize that every day we rely upon the grace and the mercy of God. In other words, the breath that we have in our body, it is because of God's grace and his mercy. The fact that we have strength, that we can get up and go to work or volunteer our time, it is because God gives us that strength. It is because of his grace and his mercy that we're able to do what we do. And so when we're thankful to God each and every day that we get up, what we're saying is, God, I acknowledge you. I acknowledge that I am reliant on you and that I cannot do what I do without you. And so when we have a thankful heart every day, it's also a wonderful ingredient for us to have joy. You see, we sometimes forget that God wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to walk around every day with a smile on our face, to be encouraged. You see, because our joy does not stem from material things. Our joy does not stem from how much money we have in our pocket or how much money we have in our bank account. Our joy does not stem from how much clothing we have in our closets. Our joy stems from the fact that we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. Our joy stems from the fact that we understand that Jesus is Lord of our life, and that we realize that when we leave this world, there is a place called heaven prepared for those who love the Lord. So true joy, when we have true joy, we recognize that God is still on the throne, that he is still in control, and that our lives are truly, or should truly be actually surrendered in the hands of the Lord. And so I want you to get a thankful heart, dear friend, because the last point in, or I should say another point in his list of points was that when we are thankful, we focus our attention on God rather than on our circumstances. And dear friend, isn't that so true? That when we stop looking at our circumstances and we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we take our mind and our thoughts away from the situation that might be causing us unrest, and we focus it on God. And when we begin to worship God, when we begin to praise him, then burdens are lifted. Songwriter said burdens are lifted at Calvary. Dear friend, God wants to lift your burdens right now. He wants you to cast all your care upon him right now because he cares for you. I want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Stand firm and realize that he loves you and he cares about you and he wants to uphold you and strengthen you. Dear friend, today, if you have not been walking around with a thankful heart, I want you to begin to do that today. I want you to begin to praise him and honor him, to lift up the name of Jesus. Don't look at your situation, but look at what God is able to do. God is a God that can do all things but fail. He is a God that he is Lord of everything that seems impossible. And I want you, dear friend, to put your trust in him. Because truly when you have a thankful heart, God is able to renew your strength. He is able to guide you. He is able to lead you. And I want you to know that you are never, ever alone. Because wherever you are, God is with you. He loves you. And he cares about you. And he wants to meet every need that you have. Dear friend, be encouraged. Be strengthened. And our closing spots are that we utilize for our program is persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. What you believe, you can achieve. Our closing scripture is Romans 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, as we get ready to pray, I encourage you to pray with us, to seek the Lord daily, and if you are a missionary or a minister, keep up the good work, be encouraged, be strengthened, know that your reward in heaven shall be great. Continue encouraging one another. Continue strengthening one another. Realize that God wants to use you in his vineyard. He wants you to go out and minister to others. Tell them all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them how much God loves them. And dear friend, be strong in the Lord. I might have said that several times in this broadcast, but someone needs to hear it. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Hold on a little while longer. Things are getting better for you. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you once again that I was able to study with your people. I pray, oh God, for each and every one. Lord God, whatever they face, I know that they do not face it alone. Oh God, because greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. I pray right now for your people everywhere. I pray for those that are sick. Heal their bodies right now. Oh God, I pray for that one with Lou Gehrig's disease. I pray for that one, Lord, with leukemia. I know that you're able to heal leukemia right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for that one that's been having seizures. And Lord God, I know that you're able to heal right now of seizures. Lord God, I pray, oh God, for that one that is experiencing temporary blindness, oh God. I know, God, that you're able to heal right now. We rebuke that blindness right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're able, oh God, to heal bodies. You're able to heal minds. You're able to heal, oh God, emotions right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for many that are struggling financially, Lord God, that you would just restore what the canker worm has eaten right now. Restore unto them, oh God, what has been taken from them, Lord God. I pray, oh God, that you will replenish, oh God, their baskets right now. Lord, I speak an overflow blessing over their lives right now. I speak an overflow blessings over their families right now. I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you, Lord God, that this is the year that they will walk in overflow blessings. I thank you that this is the year, God, that they will truly be blessed. And I just give you praise, glory, and honor, God, for what you have already done, for what you're about to do. I give you praise and thanks for it. Every yoke is broken off of your life right now. I just give you praise. I give you glory, God. I thank you for encouraging your people right now. I give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, I thank you so much for listening to this broadcast. You've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. I pray that you will be encouraged and strengthened. And as we get ready to go off the air, I pray that you would be blessed with this song I've decided from Second Chance Ministries.
Sign off
I pray that the peace of God would be with your family. God bless you. This is Evangelist Reed. Second Chance Ministries.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me a funny girl, the blessings are running down. Me a dead, 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 dead. Imagine cause I'm tossing out the cup of our love.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Hey! Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, from the stop start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody makes theater make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool.